steaming hot cup of Nikki and DeMello in the morning.
Coast FM.
Can we just acknowledge today is September 11?
It is.
Making it, can you believe, 18 years since the terrorist attacks on America. It really is. Now, for those that kind of came in late and don't know, two planes into the World Trade Center in New York. A third plane hit the Pentagon just outside Washington.
Yep.
And a fourth plane crashed in a field in Shanksville, Pennsylvania. And there's plenty of suggestions that the passengers on board actually brought that down because they knew what the intentions were. So all up, out of all of it, about 3,000 almost 3,000 people lost their lives.
Insane.
And you kind of think about it changed everything. Like, it led to a war in Afghanistan. The world economy took a hit. There was like a literal and a figurative cloud over New York.
Yep.
And it changed the way that we act in airports and just the way that
it changed the way we thought about terrorism, I think. We didn't really think about it at all then. And now everyone, the first thing you think of when you think of terrorism is that day. I mean,
it's also one of those kind of images that we all kind of, a lot of people saw, well, if you were there, you watched it play out live. I remember watching it and going, is this like a promo for a movie? Like, this is really weird.
And then movies after that, whenever movies were shot in New York, you would think, oh, wow, the towers aren't there. Or you can tell when they were, if the towers are there or not.
It changed movies. It changed TV shows. It changed, you know, the way everyone talked. Internet stuff popped up all of it. So, look, it's
very significant day around the world.
It's a marker point. So in the States, they're calling it Patriot Day, and I guess I'm guessing you'll find a few people reflecting about those events from 18 years ago over the course of it as everyone, I guess, you know, as they say, pause and reflect today. So just giving you a warning, you'll probably see some images today.
Nikki and DeMello's three things you need to know.
All right, here we go. That's right. First off, it's Liptember.
Liptember. Is that where we all get our lips done?
Lips out for the lads. Well, it is. It's involved. It's a campaign. Okay. We'll just leave it at that. No, it's a campaign to raise funds and awareness for women's mental health.
Okay.
You're encouraged to register online, seek sponsorship from family, friends and co-workers and commit to wearing lippy.
Oh, right. Not getting Botox. I was thinking getting your lips done.
Yeah.
Does
that limit it a bit? Are guys allowed to wear lippy through September as well to help the cause?
If they want.
I think I will.
Okay. Do it. Sure.
I'm going to.
I'm not going to judge you.
Now, car makers are calling on every Australian to tap someone they know on the shoulder, family, friends, neighbours, work colleagues, urge them to check if their vehicle's affected by that Takata airbag recall. Because there's still a lot that need to be checked.
Yeah. Pretty dangerous driving around with not working airbags.
Yeah. Ismyairbagsafe.com.au is the website.
Check it.
Put your vehicle rego in.
Easy.
Bring it together. Now, I'm sure this will upset some people, but...
Oh, here we go.
September 11 has been declared Hot Cross Bun Day. Can't work out why or when, given that
an individual decided?
Well, it seems like it. Just 6 months on from Easter. It's bizarre, but in the States at least, and if you look up Hot Cross Bun Day, September 11 comes up.
That's not allowed. Can you even buy a hot cross bun this time of year?
You could always buy a hot cross bun.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Where?
Didn't they say that they pretty much have them all the time in Woolworths now?
I don't know.
So,
if you come across one by chance,
hashtag Hot Cross Bun Day. The most popular baby names in the UK for 2019 have been revealed.
Right.
And while it's not surprising, the likes of Oliver and Olivia remain the top picks for girls and boys. Turns out UK folks love to name their kids after Disney characters.
Really? Okay. What kind of characters?
Well, a study from Florida for Less, a travel company. I don't know why they're doing this, but they've found that more than 1 million people in the UK are named after Disney characters. Jasmine from Aladdin, Rex from Toy Story, Belle from Beauty and the Beast, Jessie from Toy Story 2 are the top four Disney-inspired names. Weirdly, number five is Minnie.
Given that
Minnie Mouse first appeared in the 1920s, but her name's around. She's sort of part of the TV show.
How do they know people have named them after Disney characters?
It's a good question.
You know, Jessie's pretty common. Jasmine. True. They're all quite common names.
Woody, by the way, if you're wondering, was number eight. But the name Rex, Rose, and I mean, I don't know how you'd necessarily nail that just to the character from Toy Story. But
I know.
Rose, 776% in the 10 years from 2007. Well, Esmeralda was up 400%.
Since the movie was
released, 2007.
Okay.
Belle was up 335, Minnie was up 308, and Ariel, 115.
Mm.
My picks, 2020 will be the year of Sneezy.
Sneezy.
Mufasa. And possibly what I'm picking is the most popular girl's name for next year, mm-hmm. Buzz Lightyear.
Good one.
Yeah.
It's time for Nikki and DeMello's Game of the Day. Today's game is...
That one with Eskimo Joe.
Yeah, you know the one.
That's the shortened version of it.
Did it
lift the lid on the esky or something? Well, you weren't down with that, were you?
No, well, it doesn't really tell you what we're doing. It's Eskimo Joe with WASO. That's the West Australian Symphony Orchestra at King's Park and Botanic Garden. Sunday the 1st of December, we've got a double pass for you to head along and check it out, all thanks to Melon Events.
Now, Ben here had a go at this yesterday. Ben from
Yes,
Eldivis.
Ben.
Welcome back, Ben.
Thanks for calling back.
No, thank you for accepting the call. I need my redemption now.
You're making
really
sound like
embarrassed about yesterday's event.
Fair enough.
So you swooped in after our first caller dropped out, and you were here to save the day, and you got the wrong answer.
So
I was so confident about that as well.
Let's hope it all comes together for you today.
Hang the head and shame the rest of the day. Dying in a foreign land, so do you
understand me? Do you understand? To be fair, I don't think I need to play any more.
No, you gave it away at the start. Foreign land.
Foreign land. Now,
foreign
for those
land.
That missed it. Dying in a foreign land. There we go.
Hey, there it is. We had to play it safe today after yesterday.
Well, given how traumatic yesterday was,
let's...
I appreciate you considering my feelings for that, guys.
Hey, congratulations. You've got yourself a double pass to Eskimo Joe with WASO at King's Park Botanic Garden on Sunday the 1st of December. Well done.
Beautiful, thanks for that. And I have to go with Darren and say lift the lid off the Eskies, perfect name.
Lift the lid off the
Eskies. The lid off the Eskies,
all
there you
right.
go. Thank you, mate. You can stay. You've already won. You don't need to say nice things. That's
beautiful.
All right.
Thank you.
You have a good day. 97.3, Coast FM. The Coast Feed. With our Dr. Doolittle of entertainment, Nikki P.
Dr. Doolittle. Love that movie. Now, if you thought Taylor Swift was right in her element in Cats, the new movie that's coming out in December, because obviously she's a massive cat lover, then you're totally right. And a new behind-the-scenes teaser, this is what Swift had to say.
If you told me I was going to get to be a cat for work, what?
You're going to take a load of people and they're going to pretend to be cats. Like, if you just say it out loud, it's bonkers. But that's where the most fun happens, really.
I'm observing all the cats. I'm singing and I'm dancing with the best dancers in the world, so I'm a little intimidated.
James Corden was one of those.
Yeah, James Corden and Idris Elba there. They all just sound so happy, don't they?
I do, I know.
It's just so nice. Cats is in cinemas December 20. Now, Charlie XCX and Troye Sivan have teamed up once again for a follow-up single to their previous hit, 1999. This one's called 2099.
Okay.
Very interesting. Sounds like some of their words are backwards.
I feel like there is some backwards words.
Very futuristic anyway. Very 2099.
Very colourful and glittery or shiny in the photo that I've seen.
Oiled up, I don't know.
Yeah.
Interesting stuff.
Glistening.
Anyway, from one Batman to another, Christian Bale says he approves of Robert Pattinson being cast as the new Batman.
Hey.
Bale has called him interesting and a good choice. However, he had some advice for how Pattinson can really get into character.
What's your advice to him slipping into that suit?
Oh, same as for Ben, just be able to pee by yourself. You don't feel much like a superhero when you can't take a
Pretty true.
You don't really think about the practicalities of the suits, do you?
And Kelly Clarkson's new talk show, The Kelly Clarkson Show, premiered in the US overnight with a surprise appearance from Steve Carell and Dwayne The Rock Johnson. The show wouldn't have been complete without Carell announcing the host by screaming his iconic 40-year-old virgin line.
Live on tape from Universal Studios in Hollywood, ladies and gentlemen, Kelly Clarkson!
Nikki and DeMello, back tomorrow from 6. 97.3, Coast FM.